Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Ayin, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Zagdi Gemara. We're mamish heavy in a back and forth, but some extra words in the pasuk. The Gemara is now challenging the way that we explain the extra word Shrefa in the pasuk of Chalev. Maishna Tamea De'in Chelba Chalak Mipsara. What is the difference about a non-kosher type of animal that you're excluding from this heter that's said in this pasuk, because its chalev is not, you can't tell the difference in it from its meat, right? Because we learned above that there's no distinction between the chalev and the meat of a non-kosher animal. Both are aser only because of the fact of don't eat non-kosher. So it doesn't matter, it's extra things of it being chalev. Chayinami ain't chelba chalek mibsara. But the same idea, the kosher species of a chaya, that it, you should also exclude it because its chalev is not, you can't tell the difference in it and its meat because the chalev of a chaya is kosher. V'yod. And furthermore, haksiv achol lo sechluhu, it says, but you may surely not eat it, which implies that the chalev of an avela of a kosher chaya does, it is something which is going to be metame, like we're going to see soon in a braisa. Therefore, we need to come to another reason why Rabbi Yehuda would not consider the word treifa that's in the pasuk of Chalev to be extra. Ela amar abaye treifa lagufei yitzrich. It says the word treifa in the pasuk of Chalev is l'chalev, you need it for itself, lagufei. The teacher, the chalev of a treifa that died without shechita is tahor. Now, why do you need that? Shalom tamei, you shouldn't come to say, holu tamei asura mechayim with treifa asura mechayim. Since a non-kosher animal is aser while it's alive, and a treifa is aser when it's alive, the mat tamei chelba tamei af treifa chelba tamei. So just like in the case of a non-kosher animal, the chelav is tamei, so too in the case of a treifa, the chelav is tamei also. In order to get out of that thought, the Torah writes the word treifa to tell us that the chelav of a treifa that died without the proper shechita is tahor. Frek the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Yachi hainami mibayi. If this is really true, then you should say this word treifa is found in the pasuk about the bird nevela is also needed. Shalom Thomas, you won't come to say a holva of tame aser bechila treifa aser bechila, since a non-kosher bird is aser for eating no matter what, and a treifa is also aser eating no matter what. Ma of tame no matame of treifa no matama, just like an of tame, there's not going to be matame or tame besablia. So too this. The treifa bird, from a kosher type of animal, is not going to be tamei tumah besablia, and therefore the word treifa is necessary to teach that of a treifa bird from a kosher species will contaminate with tumah besablia, just like any other novella of such a thing. The ode, mi ika lamelaf treifa mitameya, is it really possible to learn out the din of a treifa of a kosher type of species from that of a non-kosher, even in the case of animals, like Abaye said? Tameya lo haisa la shasa kosher. You can't compare the two because a non-kosher type of animal never had a time when it was mutter. It was always aser. Treif haisa la shasa kosher, but had a time when it was kosher, right before it was made treif. V'chitei me treif mi beten ma'ikel meimar. And if you want to say, what is there to say about an animal that was a treif from when before it was born, which never had a shasa kosher? It's not a point. B'mina mi'ika. There are, of its min, ones that did have a shasta kosher. Therefore, you can't really compare these type of things together. So the Gemara, therefore, has to give another reason why Yehuda doesn't consider the word treifa in the pasuk of Chayev to be extra. El amareva, Torah amra, when it says the words nevela and treifa, by chelev, the Torah is saying, yavu iser nevela, let the iser of nevela come, v'yachal iser chelev, and take effect on top of the iser of chelev. Yavu iser treifa, and let the iser of treifa come, v'yachal iser chelev, and also come on top of the iser of chelev. It's doubling up on it. Utsrichi, and we need both the word nevela and treifa. Diashmin, the nevela of the Torah would have had only told us about nevela, mishum dimitamya. We would think that only nevela is going to take effect on the existing Isser of Chalev, because it's Metama. Of a Trefe Malo, it's by Trefe, which isn't Metama, I would say that it doesn't take effect on top of the Chalev Isser. If you actually made a Trefe, if Torah would have just told us Trefe, Mishum Di Yisur Mechayim, then you would have thought that the Trefe takes effect on another's, you know, Schal on the Isser of Chalev, because its Isser applies even while it's still alive. Of a Nevele Malo, reference to an avela, which doesn't apply when it's still alive, obviously, I would say that it doesn't take effect on top of the Isser of Chelev. Tzricha, that's why you need to teach both, this Torah, to teach both these words, Nevela and Trefa, in the Pasuk of Chelev. Okay, we explained Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go back to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, he used this word, Trefa, in the Pasuk, to teach that Shechita doesn't purify a trefa, the bird, from its tumah. Where holds a shechita? It does. Once you do shechita on it, it takes off the tumah, right, of this trefa bird. So how is he going to go and deal with this word, the extra word trefa that's found in the pasuk? Rabbi Meir, hi trefa, my avidle. What's he going to do with it? This we learned yesterday. It says Rashi, Rabbi Meir, damar of shechita so mitares trefa. So, hi trefa, the gabi of my avidle. What's he going to do with that word? And for the Gemara, he needs it to exclude a bird that wasn't mukdash, a chulin that was killed by shchita, and it was done inside the azara from being mitame tumas beis hablia. In fact, the Gemara is flipped back for Rabbi Yehuda. Where does he learn out that this bird that's of chulin that shechted in the azara is a mitame? Trefa churinexev. We have another time the word trefa is written. Oh, Vermeer. How's Vermeer going to explain the word trefa in this other pasuk? Chad mot shechita shilafnim, chad mot of tame. He uses it one about the word trefa to exclude the body of a chulin bird that was shechted inside the azara from being mitame, and one about the word is to exclude the body of a non-kosher one of a bird from contaminating with tumas beis habliyah. Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn out that of a non-kosher one is not coming mitame? Min nevela nafkali. He learns it out from the word nevela. In fact, the Marv Meir, hi nevela my avdle. What does he do with the word nevela? L'shir achila b'kazayis. He learns out that it's got to be the shir of a kazayis. Why do you need that? The words, the pasuk says what achila. We know achila has got to be at least a kezayis. You don't need that. It says no chad l'shir achila b'kezayis. It says that really you need both of these things to tell us this concept. One is to come to teach that eating the vela of this is going to be mitame only if he has the minimum amount. It's called eating. Which is a kezayis, and chal l'shir achila b'kedei achilas pras. In other words, the time it's got to be done in kedei achilas pras, a certain amount of time, you know, in that time span in order to be chayef. Yo, says the Gemara, sakatay the chemina hol v'chidishu, because otherwise you would have thought to say that since this whole idea of Thomas Beis Abliya is a chidish, yosim b'kedei achilas pras, nami l'tame, even if it's more than kedei achilas pras, you're still going to be mitame, kamash v'lef, for it comes to tell you, even in this case, even though it's a chiddush and a chinami, it's a chiddush to gazach, it still has to be done with you, as we were thinking the chiddush possible with mitam. Tanu Rabbanan, b'chelev nevela, b'chelev treifa. We learned the following idea. The Torah says, the chelev nevela, chelev treifa can be put to any use, but you may not eat it, says the pasuk. B'chelev behema. Tahora custom davar. Talking about that over here, believe Tahoma, Tahora, and telling you that the animals in the veil, it's chelav, is not metame. Ata omer chelav behima tahora custom davar. Maybe I'll have chelav behima tamei. Maybe it's chelav behima tamei. Amarta tihar mechal shchuta tihar mechal chelav. You could argue that the Torah has made tahora things from that of the category of shchita. And the Torah also said things in the category of chelav. Ma kishatir mechlas shchuta b'tahora v'lo b'tmeya. Just like when the Torah said things are tahor from the category of shechted animals, it did also with the kosher species and not in that of non-kosher. Af kishatir mechlas chelav b'tahora v'lo b'tmeya. So to when it's retire, it's talking about those things that are tahor and not those that are tmeya, non-kosher. You can flip it the other way and say, Tier Michal Novela, but Tier Michal Chalev. Ma, Kishatir Michal Novela, but Tamea, but Lopatahora. Just like when the Torah is declaring Torah things from the category of Novela, it did it also in the case of non kosher animals, and not in the case of kosher. Af Kishatir Michal Chalev, but Tamea, but Lopatahora. So too, when it declared Torah things from the category of Chalev, it did in the case of non kosher species, not in the case of kosher ones. So, which would go ahead and support this Bryce's other tzad, that the pasuk which is chiluk to be tar, it's talking about chiluk of non-kosher animal. So the Gemara says, Amarta, so you would say, peep, turn the page, animal base. Kishabab ederech zu, hi b'tahara, that when one follows this line of logic, then the pasuk is talking about a kosher animal, kishabab ederech zu, hi b'tahara. If the other one is going by b'tahara, tamalama trefa. If it says trefa, to tell you the pasuk is only talking about mishiesh b'mina trefa. In an animal whose species, there's a category of trefa, meaning a kosher animal, and not a non-kosher animal. Continues the braisa, otzias etamea, she'ein v'mina trefa. The way that we just explained the word trefa now, then I'm going to exclude only the non-kosher species of animal in whose species there's no trefa. V'lotzias achaya, but I'm going to exclude achaya. She'ish v'mina trefa, there is a trefa in there. Tamiloma v'ocha v'lo silchluhu. If the Torah says, you may not you may surely not eat, which is telling us that's talking about misha chalba aser basar mutter. The chalav is aser, the meat is mutter, which is talking about a kosher animal, kosher, a behema. So the chalav of a kosher chaya nevela does mitame just like its meat. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba bar Rava elameyata, according to this. When the Braisa says the line that just like when the Torah declared Tahor something from the category of Nevela, it did also in the case of non-kosher animals, but not in the case of kosher, then we'd say, Nivlas Behema Tahora Hu Demetama. It's only the body of a kosher animal that's going to be Metama with Tumas Nevela. Nivlas Behema Tamea Lo Metama. But that of a non-kosher animal does not contaminate, doesn't contaminate with Tumas. But the body of a non-kosher animal is not going to be mitame with Tumas Tavila. How can the Braisa say that? Amale, kama sabe shveshtu va. He says, so many old people made mistakes in this. Rashi says, tamia ani al zekina merubim shekamoschem shenishtabashtem bazipa. I'm shocked by how many people like, older people like you made mistakes in this. Seifa asan Lenivlas of Tame. In the end of the Brysom, which you're talking about, we came to the case of the body of a non-kosher species of bird. Not to that of a non-kosher species of animal. We're talking about birds, not animals. You're making these mistakes over here. Don't confuse barks and two different things. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, Malika's going to be Matire, a trefa bird from its tumah. So now let's talk about that. I'm going to be like, "Lo tia Rabbi Meir ella b'tamimin." He's only talking about those that are a tamim. Means there's no mum. Avol b'vali mumin lo. He wouldn't say it by a mal mum. He wouldn't say the malika is going to purify it. Rilas armor afilu b'vali mumin even b'vali mumin. It when I'm a Rabbi Meir Rabbi Lazar mitar Rabbi Meir b'vali mumin afilu b'avzin b'avzin mitar negolin. He's going to say that even a blemished animal, even in the case of geese and chickens, which aren't able to run the mizrach at all. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Araf is ma. What happened if you did, someone did arifa, egla arufa on a goat? What's going to do whether or not this decapitated goat is going to be giving over Tumas Tavila? Is like the case of the geese and the chicken or not? What's the reason? Why is it the same time when you do a leak on it? The mina, the alfos nina, because they're part of the same category of birds that are able to be brought on the mizbech. Aval eiz lav mina de egla nina. Eiz and egla are in the same category. Therefore, the arifa is not going to help it. Aldum mina behemu. It's a type of behema. Therefore, it should work. Yasev avdimi bekamer lelaishmaita. He was talking this thing over. Amalei abayi mechlad de egla rufa tahorihi. Abayi said to avdimi that this question implies that you're saying that the egla rufa taka is tahor. It's arifa. It's not going to make a muta eat. It's not able. It's not going to give her Tumas Tavila. Is that really true? Amalei in says yes. Amalei Rabbi Yana Kapara Ksiba Kachem. It says Kapara just like Kachem, just like by Kachem. Is not going to give her Tumas Tavila. Here also it's not going to. Masav Rav Nasa Avod Rav Huna. He asked the Kasha Va'ochel Lo Sochlu. The pasuk says by Chelav Nevela you could use for anything, but you're not allowed to eat it. Only a chelav shall also be chelav mutar b'ana. Only a chelav shall also be chelav mutar b'ana. Chelav shall shor and niskal ve'galufa minayim. What about these that are also b'ana? How do we know this also that the same level of tahara applies to the chelav of an ox that is going to get stoned. Every ox is going to get stoned. The roof, Tamar Lomar, Kol Chelev. It says Kol Chelev, which is including that as well. Vishal Kadaitach Egla Rufa Tahori. However you want to say that the body of the Egla Rufa is Tahor, does it make sense to say that he Tahora Vechelva Tame? The karka, the body itself is Tahor, but the Chelev is Tame? Over the Gemara, Hecha Da'araf Me'araf Lo'itz Chelev. A case where you already did a rifa on it, the Tana didn't find it necessary to prove that it's chelav is tahor. Kitzucha, where do you need it for? When? What case does he need to say it? The shachta mishchat. In a case where it was already shachted. In fact, the Gemara, v'tahani le shchita letara midi nevela. But even that case, that the shchita work to be metaher from the tumah of nevela. Lo tzricha, shemesa. No, it's... we're masking to what you're saying. And we're saying, even so, there's no question over here, because the pasuk, we need the pasuk for the case where the cow died without any arifa or any shchita. In that case, the body is definitely going to be in the veil and tummy, and therefore it's chelef, is going to be tummy also. If not for the pasuk, it says kol chelef. Mechal de mechayim asura, but that implies that while it's alive, that it's going to be asur for anah, even when it's alive. In. Yep, in, yes. Amar Rabbi Yannai, Gvul Shamati V'Shachachti. Rabbi Yannai says, I heard once that there was, I heard there was a Gvul, that a boundary, what's Agdara, what point in time, says Rashi, Gvul Shamati Ba'Me'emas, I heard there's a particular time when there was, that it takes on the Isser status, but I forgot what it does. The Nosfin Chavrai Lememar and the students and the Beis Medrash, they worked out to say, Yuridasa Lenachal Eisan, Hiosarta. They're going down to the Nachal Eisan already, that's what's going to answer it from Ana.
Hadrin Allah Chatasa, Fangalalai, Endalalai, Oh, Endalalai, you know what we said? Hadrin Allah, let's go back to it. On Daf Samich Vav, Chatasa. Okay, my friend, Mazel Tov for finishing now the seventh parak of Seches Vachem. Looking forward to continuing on. We're going to stop over here. Until then, we wish all you all a great, great day.